Welcome to the Foundation's Report. I had the opportunity to be born in the 1960s, during the time our country was shifting with new thoughts, ideas, and movements. Some of those movements were important to the fixing of our country. Others were not so. Terms like free love were used, and personal practices to expand one's mind were prevalent. Usage of drugs like LSD to experience trips and marijuana usage to chill out were used by many. Young people gathered at Woodstock, and unfortunately we saw prominent leaders lose their lives at the hands of assassins. Names that held the acronyms JFK, RFK, and MLK all gave their lives as they attempted to make this nation better. I remember Martin Luther King Jr.'s famous I Have a Dream speech that inspired the listeners to pursue a better dream, a better country, and a better life. When taking an honest look around, the reality in many cases was not pleasant, and they were attempting to turn that reality into something better. Taking a look back over 2,000 years ago, a voice was calling out from the wilderness to prepare the way for someone who could make our realities better. This man wasn't much to look at, more like a homeless individual you would see on the corner of the street preaching to whomever would listen. He probably smelled and hadn't gotten a haircut for a time or bathed even. He was covered in the dust of the wilderness, yet he had something special to speak about. Hundreds, if not more, flocked to attend his baptismal services. He gained a following as these individuals wanted to repent of their sins and receive a cleansing from the water as they were plunged beneath the Jordan River. Surprisingly, one day, another individual approached him that had a special glow, a special look that melded with his spirit. Indeed, when these two came close together while still in their mother's wombs, John leapt in his mother's womb, and she was filled with the Holy Spirit and began to prophesy. There was no doubt these two had a connection that was special, not of this earth, but heavenly. And as Jesus approached John and asked him to baptize him, John at first felt unworthy, lowly, and not good enough to perform such a task, especially on the one whom he had been speaking about for so long. What people were hearing about for so long out of the mouth of John today became a reality. Jesus instructed him to baptize him in the Jordan River, and of course, John was obedient and baptized him. A voice was heard saying, "This is my beloved Son, hear him," as the Holy Spirit descended like a dove upon him, and Jesus received the anointing and power he needed to begin his ministry. Many today are looking for a Savior. Many proclaim they have found Jesus and follow him. They attend churches every Sunday, yet their reality is swayed because of worldly invasions into their spiritual walk with Christ. It is so much easier to look to someone who can be seen rather than one whom you have to accept and believe by faith. Someone who is charismatic, says the right things. We love to be a part of a movement that seems to be going somewhere, doing the right thing in this world, and somehow our attentions to that one who gave himself for our lives so many years ago falters. We dream big with our charismatic leader and feel the struggle for that reality is the most important thing in this life at this time and in this place. We even play into the us-against-them mentality and begin to dislike those on the opposite side, even though Christ shed his blood for those poor, misguided souls as well. Jesus had a dream that saw thousands and millions even, whosoever would call on his name, to become sons and daughters of God. His dream was a church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. A bride that would be ready when he came back to be with him in attendance at the marriage supper of the Lamb. He dreamed of a people that loved their brothers and thought them important enough to strive to bring the gospel to them for the salvation of their souls, maybe even at the price of their own lives here on earth. A mother and father that yearned for their children to be saved and join them at the feet of Jesus. Or children that wanted their parents to be there as well. I guess we strive for the reality we want. Having free will, we are selective about choosing the reality we want to fight for. Jesus looked to the eternal, yet our efforts in many areas are for a temporal movement that may change from day to day. Matthew 6:19 tells us, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Let me ask you this. Where is your heart?
The Foundations Report is heard weekly on the Foundations Network in its various locations. Be sure to tune in.